9, it says, don't let it escape your notice, dear friends, that when the Lord, with the Lord, a single day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a single day. The Lord isn't slow to keep his promise, as some think of slowness, but he is patient towards you, not wanting anyone to perish, but all to change their hearts and their lives. It's approximately 24 hours in a day. You know? Okay, so if it's 24 hours in a day, do we make every possible use of those 24 hours? Is it really what God wants us to do? And are we being patient enough to look at our brother and sister that are maybe they don't even know who Jesus is. Are we spending time with them to teach them the ways of the Lord? I hope we are. But consider John the Baptist. He was a messenger coming out of the wilderness, and he acknowledged that he was not worthy to even change, to even bend down and loosen the sandals. But yet, he was used, and he baptized people so that they would change their hearts and their lives. If you lived on another planet, let's say Jupiter, there's only 9 hours in Jupiter. What about Saturn? There's only 10 hours in a Saturn day. So if you were, according to that calendar, your time frame is a lot shorter, right? You certainly would spend 10 hours on Facebook. You wouldn't have time to do that. And if you put it in that perspective and you read Peter and you related that day to human thoughts, I only got 9 hours to get her done. Mars, you got an extra hour, 25 hours. It's all perspective. It's all putting into perspective. God's perspective says a day is like a thousand years. If you happen to be on Mercury, that's 59 days. That's 1,416 hours. So if you're on Mercury, a day's a long time. Worse than that, Venus is 243 days. That's 5,832 hours. That's a long time. We have to have a lot of patience. And Cain was so angry with Abel, he killed him. That was the first murder. And what was it? It was over sacrificial offerings. And Cain got angry. Abel was showing him up. He was showing him up. So what did Cain do? He killed him. He killed him. Cain was ousted outside of the Garden of Eden. Anger builds inside of us, does it not? You see people going down the road and all of a sudden they pull out their gun and they shoot someone. Why? Because someone pulled out in front of them. Is that helping our brother and sister to learn about Christ? No. It's what Jesus did. Jesus died for our sins, but before he died for our sins, what did he do? He lived. And he was born as a little bitty baby. And a lot of times we celebrate, just take enough piece that you can dip in the wine, but don't eat it. Be patient. This is a lesson on patience. Hold the bread. Remember the body of Christ as you hold this bread. Now take it from either piece of this pie. Take a piece of bread. And remember the sacrifices that Jesus made. Remember the sacrifice that Mary and Joseph made. They went from their comfort home to go to a manger. And he was born, Jesus was born. Someone sent me a note about the first king-sized bed was a manger, right? So hold on to this bread and consider the bread. Consider what you have in your hands as a gift of God. It is, because this represents the body of Christ. Before Christ was to that point, he was literally a baby. We celebrate the birth of the baby, but we do celebrate the victory that came beyond. Hold on to it. Don't eat it. I did this before, and I had someone that ate it. And by the way, if you need to sit down, feel free to sit it up if you're not comfortable standing up. Sit down. Brother, Melvin, how you doing, brother? You doing all right? Take a piece of bread and consider this bread as a way that you can celebrate and practice patience, because a day is a long time. And some of us, we might say, well, patience is 24 hours. Some of us, day says, well, I go to sleep, and so I don't count that part of the day. Well, guess what? Your body's been rejuvenated, right, during that time. So you want to be aware and be prepared all the time. Sometimes patience is very hard, especially young folks. Patience can be hard. Patience. What is patience? Well, learn some patience and take the bread. And take the bread. Got it. I got one more over here. One more over here. Got it? Take the bread. Has everyone got a piece of bread? Anyone got a piece of bread? Okay. And remember, what did Jesus do? After he had this Lord's Supper, he went out and the disciples, some of the disciples didn't even have enough energy in them to stay with him while he prayed, right? And they went. They went to sleep. Some of us do this. Some of us sleep at the wheel. When we have someone that we meet in the grocery store or someone we meet somewhere that's got Jesus written all over them, but you're so busy getting your fixings for Thanksgiving or fixing for Christmas, you pass them by. So consider the bread that you have here as Jesus, his body, which it is. Sometimes we just don't have the patience that we should have. God is slow to anger, right? God is slow, and he's slow to judge. So if we do not, if we're not quite there yet in our ministry, here's the good news. You might have time. So take the time now and use this as a time of season that you can continue to share the good news of the risen Christ.